This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to get to the bottom of this, and we haven't heard this in a while, Clint.
Tyler in a bad spot.
Well, then I don't know if he was in a bad spot, but we haven't heard in a long time that Tyler goes late night DoorDash, and it's been a minute. And we tend to know in the history of this show that Tyler has gone DoorDash and has had orders that would resemble from McDonald's a 20-piece nugget, chicken sandwich, fries. This is all at once. Many times they have ended up on his body and on his clothing, on his couch when he woke up. So these are things
happened
once.
Okay,
it happened. Right, we're just talking about the history of things.
You're right.
Late night DoorDash, right?
You're
so
right.
We've seen this. He tends to get aggressive on the orders with his eyes, and it never finishes it. But last night, what happened with DoorDash? Because this took a bit of a turn, huh?
Yeah. I could have let it ruin my evening. I could have gotten real cranky, real not pleased with the situation, but I didn't have that happen. Instead, I had like some good feels. I felt like I was connected to some neighbor I have somewhere up there on the north side where I'm at. I feel like I connected with some dude named Trent somehow, and that felt good. So, I got the wrong order. I got Trent's order delivered to my house.
You got Trent's order. Now, hold on. I got a couple of questions.
Yeah.
What time did this come about?
I placed the DoorDash order. I know it was after midnight.
We all know it was after midnight too. We're just
probably about 12:30.
Yeah, so it arrived around 1.
Got Trent's order around 1. Finally got my order around 1:30-ish.
Oh, so you got Trent and your order. Did you have to give Trent's order back, or you just kept all that damn Taco Bell?
Yeah, that was the other cool part. I got to try some new food from Taco Bell I'd never had, because Trent's order was not at all what I wanted.
So that's not your order. So you and Trent's order never overlap in this thing.
No, and I mean, what are the chances?
By the way, those scoring at home, we're looking at Tyler getting to bed around 2:30 or 3:00. At this point.
Yeah, that's about right. I was binge watching a show a bit.
Sure.
But, what are the chances that, like, someone in the very near vicinity live on that late on a Thursday night, they also had a hankering for some Taco Bell? It's like me and Trent were Taco Bell bros.
What was, because this sounds like $34, what was your order?
My order that I got later on?
Yes.
It's one of my go-tos from the old Bell, from Taco Bell. So I go beefy five-layer burrito, first of all. That's my heavy piece. Then I get two soft taco supremes.
By the way, I just want to let you know you're being judged here at Big City Wings by your order right now.
That's
people,
okay.
A few people looked at you like beefy five.
I mean, I'm one item in, people. Why don't you just take a
beefy
effing chill pill right, for a second right. on a football Friday, this all right? Go ahead.
This is costly with the DoorDash, by the way. Go ahead.
So I get the beefy five layer, two soft taco supremes. Of course, got to have an order of cinnamon twists. That's my sweet tooth right there.
This one, I want to know from the people on the text line and YouTube and Twitch, do you agree with Tyler with the, of course, you have to have an order of cinnamon twists?
It's a great fast food item right there,
that
man.
That you have to, my man right here has got a thumb down right here in front because you made it seem like
your ass down,
you cannot
sir.
Order from Taco Bell without getting the cinnamon twist. All right, go ahead.
And last item here, I always throw in a little them chips and cheese. You know, I'm a sucker for hot cheese with some tortilla chips.
Now, what was Trent's order? Because I want to know, did anything overlap?
So it didn't. Trent only had two items. He had some sort of like grilled chicken something type of burrito that I'd definitely never had. It wasn't bad. I had a few bites of it. And he got, I'd never had these. I wasn't opposed to it. They were really good, actually. Trent also got those Taco Bell fries that come with like the hot cheese. It's like nacho fries.
How much did you eat last night? Because I feel like you at least ate half of both of those things.
Well, friend, I was under the influence and it wasn't alcohol.
Okay. So I feel like you ate both of those items right there.
I was under the influence and it wasn't alcohol.
So you
I was a bit hungry.
So you ate all of it. You just
almost,
I know you ate all those cinnamon twists.
Those never stand a chance. No.
Those were gone did you hear him state the dessert before he still had a portion of the meal?
I forgot
first?
About them like, chips and cheese.
Desserts last.
I work them throughout the meal. I have, you know, cinnamon twist here, cinnamon
Tyler,
twist there.
Tyler, that is a move that I would make in terms of, yeah, I guess I'm going to go ahead and eat this other meal, too, that somebody messed up and forgot here. Let me go ahead and try
it. I had to try it. I didn't want to be wasteful. Yeah. Like, there's hungry people out there, you know?
And by the way, I believe I'm right on this. Taco Bell is the least healthiest fast food restaurant. That is in all of America right now. So, I mean, Tyler, just...
Why do I feel like Clint's disgusted right now?
He's been very quiet. He's been writing.
Screams he's disgusted.
No, well, I mean...
I'm not disgusted. Y'all over here discussing
items of what you ordered, and I'm like, bro, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Go to bed.
I did.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Clearly, he was in a different space. He said he was under the influence.
When was the last time you were in a spot where you were door dashing something at 1:30 in the morning to the crib?
Well, you know, I'm going to get in the car and find it because I'm not going to spend that extra money.
Well, when was the last time you did?
I mean, it's been a while.
I was binge watching the Penguin, man.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still stuck on that.
It's been a while. Yeah, I don't sit there. See, yeah, that's a difference between me and you. Like, you're sitting at the crib, chilling. Like when I go and do that, it's me coming home from somewhere. You sitting at the crib chilling and saying, you know what? You know what tastes good?
Got a little hungry.
Sound good? Let me get this Taco Bell, baby.
I'd already gone through my bag of beef jerky. I had to do something.
Hey, I just know you got some bread and some turkey at that house.
What time did you get vertical this morning?
Vertical, this afternoon? 9:30.
Oh, come on, Tyler. You ain't got a line to kick it. Come on, man. This feels like a 10:30.
I was in Baytown by 10:30.
Oh, my God. As our engineer, Aaron, who is misidentified as Tyler a lot, it lets us know, I thought I was fat, Tyler.
hey, man.
Wow, man.
That green will make the eyes big, you know?
Yeah,
Tyler, I just want you to tell me, what is the percentage of all that food you ate? Because in my mind, I'm
93.
Damn. I was going to say 65.
Yeah, it's going to be part of our... Sleep is going to have to be part of our intervention.
I got plenty of sleep, dude. I got like 6 hours sleep. That's about what I require.
Put the monsters down and get more sleep.
I get the perfect amount of sleep. I'll sleep when I'm dead, man.
Yeah, well, that ladder is going to come sooner rather than later if you ain't careful.
At some point, yep.
Text line coming through. Did how come Tyler didn't get a Baja Blast? Also,
good call.
Don't go to don't go in the bathroom after Tyler today. You ain't lying.
Oh, ain't no doubt.
That sounds like
it's already been taken care of, and it was.
I bet he's murdering that studio.
I'm
right
about
now.
To tell you right violent. Now. I don't think Tyler. It's done. Don't tell me it's already taken care of. I think there are still some. Some left, yeah, Tyler, boy, you got it. There's got to be something in that refrigerator that you could have gone to besides going.
It's a great
to Taco
evening,
Bill.
No,
and I just want to
Ron, go to bed.
but I'm just saying, if you go
wake up and go get breakfast,
but I'm just saying there were a lot of things that could have happened before Taco Bell. I do also.
We
don't have time, but I would like to know how he settled on Taco Bell and which was the other one that he was thinking about going with. Because I know he had to make a decision. What was the other restaurant that he was thinking about going to?
Cane's.
They don't do it that late. Cane's, do they? I don't think they do.
Oh, yeah, maybe not. Good point.
I was about to say, yeah, they ain't doing it that late. All right, coming up, it is a football Friday. But let's go to college. This is a big, big, big day in college football tomorrow. Some potential top teams on upset alert and